Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Ideas are everywhere. When I started this podcast way back in January 2017, I worried about running out of ideas. I worried about running out of stories. You know, the first 3 years of the show, you might have been listening during that time. If so, it's awesome that you're still around. Before we had this listener Q&A segment, every single day I had to source, write, edit, and record a new story with a new idea. So there were some times when the team and I weren't sure what was coming next week, but we never actually ran out of ideas. So ideas are abundant. We're all about execution, implementation. How do you take an idea and make it reality? And once you develop the process of coming up with ideas, or perhaps borrowing them from us, which is totally fine, you need some way to keep track of them. You need to retain information, or at least be able to quickly refer to them. You know, the whole goal here is to help you take action. It doesn't help if you have a bunch of ideas and somehow record them but can't get back to that information. So today's listener is wondering about a good way to keep track of ideas. And naturally, he's thinking about side hustle ideas, but it really could apply to any sorts of ideas. So I'll give you at least three good options in my answer. Stay tuned.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Chris, this is Eric from Kansas City, and I've been listening for a while, and I've also done a lot of my own research. My mind is bursting with ideas. So far, I've just been making some simple notes in my journal. Is there a better way to keep track of all the different possibilities? Each project I think of or hear about has different pros and cons, and some seem more doable or just a better fit for my skills than others. Maybe I need a dedicated idea notebook, but I wondered if there's any software that could make this process easier or more efficient. Thanks, Chris.
Eric, man, thank you for the question. I love the idea of bursting with ideas. It's so fun to be in that stage of coming up with different ideas, doing your own research, as you said, plus listening to the podcast. I really think the future is bright, especially if you begin implementing those ideas, as mentioned. So an idea notebook is great. I mean, just an idea notebook or journal, like Eric mentions, that is not only acceptable, but it's helpful, useful. I would just say the key part is not only recording or journaling or writing down those ideas, but just doing so in a way that you can easily refer to them. Otherwise, you just end up with a long list that you never actually track. So in my case, I've been using an app called Roam Research. No affiliation. I'm a customer. I like this app myself. So it's called Roam Research. There's some others in this category. Notion is a popular one. It also includes scheduling features, to-do lists, etc. Obsidian, O-B-S-I-D-I-A-N, is another one like that. And all of these are kind of the next wave of note-taking apps. If you think about things like Google Docs or Evernote, probably some others, they were the first wave. And I used to use Evernote all the time. I'm using it less and less in favor of this new tool. I really like the feature that offers bi-directional linking. It allows me to see cross-references of notes and ideas, which is really cool. Because again, it's about retaining information, being able to recall it, draw upon it whenever you need it. That said, the main rule of a note-taking system is, you know, just like a to-do list app or any productivity tool, if you like it and use it, that's what matters, right? If you don't find yourself using it, it doesn't matter how many five-star reviews it has or how many other people on Reddit think it's really cool. Like, these tools need to improve your life, not add more of a burden to them. So the qualities of a good system, whether it is an idea notebook or one of these apps or something else, qualities of a good system are you use and like it, it helps you refer to ideas quickly, not just record them once and never see them again. Good luck, Eric. Good luck, everyone else out there with an idea. If you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. I hope the podcast will continue to be helpful and useful to you. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.